You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For 26 years, the Southwest Idaho Mountain Biking Association, also known as SWIMBA, has been dedicated to building and maintaining trails in the Boise area. Well, now they're turning their focus towards the community, hoping to expand their advocacy role and promote a more cohesive voice for mountain bikers. Joining us today to talk more about their mission is Executive Director of SWIMBA, Carlos Matutas. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Gemma.
So let's start out with telling us a little bit about SWIMBA, really the history behind it, because 26 years is quite a long time to be doing this.
We've been around for a while. So essentially, for most of our history, we have been the trail-building organization. We have had a hand, quite literally in most cases, in building every single trail in our Foothills Trail Network, whether that is in the actual construction, in the maintenance, or in the funding. We have been a part of every single one of those trails. We have gone out every year. We do maintenance on several of the local foothill trails, as well as helping out with the Central Idaho Mountain Bike Association up in McCall. We have helped out with the Southern Idaho Mountain Bike Association out in Twin Falls. So we're really kind of a broad-reaching network of trail builders.
So with these trails, I mean, like when I think of, especially in the foothills in the Treasure Valley area, a lot of times, I mean, people who even just hike the trails use the same trails as mountain bikers. Is that correct? You're smiling. So is that correct? Because we see that quite
Absolutely.
Often.
The vast majority of our trails are multi-use trails.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, within the Ridge to Rivers network, which most of your listeners are probably very accustomed to, we have no bike-designated trails. There are a couple of hiker-only trails, but the vast majority are multi-use, open to everybody, including horses.
That's right, because I've seen them on Ridge to Rivers before.
Yes.
So what really goes into building and maintaining these trails?
Well, we have a couple of challenges. I was told by a trail builder out in Eagle that if you were to select the absolute worst soil to build trails, that's what we have here in the foothills. So a lot of thought has to go into the design of these trails, making sure that water can flow off of the trail without eroding them too much, making sure that that trail tread is strong enough to support a horse, making sure that the sight lines are good enough so that we don't have a lot of user conflict and people crashing into each other.
Because that is never fun
when
that happens. So with this, I mean, a big part of what you're trying to do is to become a more diverse and inclusive mountain biking community. So tell me what you mean by that.
I'm really glad that you brought that up. So if you look around, and I've been mountain biking for longer than I care to mention.
It's about 10 years?
About that.
Yeah.
Most of what you see, and going back into the early 90s, is a lot of white men on mountain bikes. And we're glad to have them. But I'd like to see a little bit more diversity. I'd like to see more people of color. And I really want to see more women on bikes. So what we're dedicated to doing is bringing down some of those barriers to entry, making it more palatable for women and girls to get on mountain bikes and get out and get on the dirt.
So it's interesting that you say that because it scares the bejeebies out of me when I am in the I am just being completely honest. I mean, I will bicycle, you know, anywhere, like on a paved path, anything like that. There is something incredibly intimidating about being out on a dirt trail and thinking I am going to fall off of my bike. I'm going to roll down this mountain. I'm going to break like a leg, an arm, anything. And it's that almost fear that doesn't let you move forward.
Right. And a lot of this, if you can excuse me and get on my soapbox for just a minute, a lot of this goes back to the way that we're brought up. As boys and girls, we tend to be brought up with a different mindset when it comes to playing in the dirt. Growing up in the 70s as a boy, I was encouraged to get out on my bike and ride around in the dirt and build jumps and do really, really stupid, reckless things that I don't recommend any kids do.
And never wearing a helmet.
Never.
That didn't happen.
But girls have traditionally been shunned from that, have been told that that's boys' stuff. Go and do something else that is more girl-focused. Well, a bicycle doesn't care what your gender is. The trails don't really care what your gender is. One of the wonderful things that we're able to be a part of is we're helping the National Interscholastic Cycling Association, NICA, which has a Girls Riding Together program. This really encourages girls from a very early age that they can go out and do this. So it's very different when you're starting out at, what are you, about 25?
Oh, I'm like 24.
Excuse me. as an adult getting out there on the trail, it can be very intimidating. If you had grown up getting out there on a bike on the dirt, you wouldn't think anything of it.
Okay, so then I can see totally putting your, you know, your daughters in a class. Because I know even like the YMCA, they have, you know, they have camps, like mountain biking camps. I'm sure other organizations do as well. But what about, you know, women who maybe want to, you know, dip their toe into that? Or, I mean, do you guys provide opportunity like that? Because the last thing I want to do is get on my bike by myself on a mountain bike trail.
Absolutely. So SWIMBA does a monthly beginner ride. We do that the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. In July, we'll be doing that. That's July the 3rd out at Eagle Bike Park. And we provide a little bit of training, a little bit of a clinic before we get started to make sure that everybody is going to be safe out on the trail. And then we go out and we actually experience what it's like as a group. All together, nobody gets left behind. We're also working with an organization locally called Dirt Dolls, which I highly recommend.
I love the name.
They're fantastic. And it is a women's-only riding group. And they do, they unfortunately just finished their early season yesterday out at Table Rock. They'll be starting up again in September. And they do weekly rides. They break up into different groups based on ability. And again, nobody left behind, from raw beginner all the way up to pro-level mountain bikers, have a place to ride and a group to ride with. And it's just a fantastic group.
So even at entry level, I mean, you say Table Rock. I mean, I hike Table Rock. come on now. Like, there, you don't have to get all the way up to the top, do you?
No.
See, that's intimidating. Like that.
I totally get that. Totally get that.
So I do love this idea, though, of just of expanding this world of mountain biking, because if you don't do that, I mean, how do you pass it down to another generation?
Right. Absolutely. And it is really a passion for me. And I want to open it up for everybody, not just for kids. I want somebody who's, I don't know, in their 50s and 60s who are maybe intimidated because they've never ridden off-road before. I want to open those doors so that they can get out there and safely enjoy our fantastic foothills, be able to go out on vacations and mountain bike anywhere in the country. This is just something that I'm incredibly passionate about.
So if people want to know more, do you have a website that folks can go to?
We do. SWIMBA.org, SWIMBA.org.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. Our guest today, SWIMBA's Executive Director, Carlos Matutis. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
And a note, author Jim Jones and his wife, Kelly, will be signing their books at Rediscovered Books in Boise this Thursday night. That will be at 7 p.m. in Boise. And if you remember, we just spoke with Jim Jones earlier in the program today. He is the retired Supreme Court Justice, recently wrote a book about his time in Vietnam. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Do appreciate your time so much. It is Tuesday. I keep thinking it's Wednesday, but it's Tuesday. So sorry about that, to jump you ahead. My producers, Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland, our associate producers, Hannah Gardowski. Again, thank you so much for being a part of Idaho Matters. And hey, download Idaho Matters wherever you listen to podcasts if you get a chance. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a really great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.